Welcome to Sportsmen of Colorado, Colorado's premier outdoor radio show, heard every Saturday afternoon on KLZ 560 with insights on hunting, fishing, archery, guns, and ammo from Colorado's top outfitters, featuring the industry's leading experts on how to enhance your experience in the great outdoors. Now, here's your host, Scott Whatley.
Good afternoon and welcome to Sportsmen of Colorado. My name is Scott Whatley. We want to thank you so much for joining us today. Say good afternoon to my partner, Red Merrill. Red, how are you?
I'm doing good today, Scott. It's good to be here, and it looks like it's still pretty outside.
It is a beautiful day out. Looking out west here, we can barely see the mountain range out of our 12th-story window here, but it is still white out there, and looks like the forecast is calling tonight. A little bit later on, another 60% chance of some snow up through about 4 in the morning. So still be careful on the roads, still some slick spots, so take it easy out there. Well, again, thanks for joining us. You're listening to Sportsman of Colorado. My name is Scott Whatley, and as I mentioned, my partner, Red Merrill. And we want to thank you for joining us. Be sure and check out our website, sportsmanofcolorado.com. And if you happen to have missed a past Saturday, you can go there and hear all of our past shows. And, you know, check out our sponsors there. And these are people that really make our show possible. I could not do the show if I did not have these people with their support and help. And we're going to have a couple of those gentlemen on today. And we've got a jam-packed show. In just a minute, we're going to be talking with Chris Rowe and Rowe Hunting Resources. And I met Chris a couple of years ago at the International Sportsman's Expo, and I do the introductions there for the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation, sponsors the Adventure Theater there. So we met Chris briefly last year, and then this year we got to spend a few more minutes together, and I really wanted to get him on the show. And after looking at his website and watching some videos, I can already tell we're going to need to dedicate a whole show to him. But we got Chris Rowe on today. Doug Miller, chapter chairperson of the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation here in Denver, is in studio with us. Doug, how are you?
Doing great, Scott. How are you today?
I'm doing great. Great to have you in studio. And we're going to be talking about their banquet coming up March 28th, and a lot going on there. And boy, Red and I are thrilled to be involved with that. And then Alan Stack joins us. Stack Optical. Alan, how are you?
Good. Thank you, Scott.
Well, thank you for being here. Well, let's go right to the phones and let's talk to Chris Rowe. Chris, how are you?
Doing all right, Scott. How are you guys doing today?
We are doing good.
Good, Chris.
So did you make it out coyote hunting?
Yeah, I did. I got one set in the evening, and it was a bust. I mean, that was about it. But at least I got out. I got all my gear ready to go now, so if I get a chance, I can just hit the ground running, and I don't have to dink around like I did last night.
All right. Well, as I mentioned, Chris is with Rowe Hunting Resources, and we're going to get into all that in just a minute. But, you know, Chris, you've been really fairly prominent seminar speaker across Colorado and Wyoming for a while now. Tell us a bit about that.
Well, back in 1999, I was fortunate enough to get on the pro staff for Primos Hunting Calls, and up until last year, I was with them, and I did a lot of seminars, and I would teach folks just on using the calls and such, but those seminars kind of got a little boring, and so with my background as wildlife, in wildlife biology, behavioral ecology, I would always start throwing that type of information in with my seminars, and people loved it, so as the years went on, the number of seminars people wanted me to do kept increasing to where, you know, in the middle of the mid-2000s, I was doing seminars 3 times a week, if not just both Saturday and Sunday, all through the summer. So it kind of got crazy there from southern Wyoming all the way to northern New Mexico. But, I've done seminars for years now, whether it's at the big shows like the ISE show or just, you know, local sporting goods stores or like Big R stores or whatnot. So, yeah, I've been pretty busy.
All right, Chris, this is Red Merrill, and it's good to speak to you. And you already said that you are a wildlife biologist, but give us a little bit about your background, how you grew up, how you got interested in this field, and kind of what led you along that course.
You bet. Well, my grandfather was a wildlife conservation officer in upstate New York. I grew up in dairy country of upstate New York, and I had uncles that were big-time hunters, and my grandfather was into fly fishing and hunting. So I had family that kind of got me into hunting and fishing at an early age, and I just fell in love with it, and I always fell in love with vocalizations, communication, behavior, why animals did what they did. And so that just kind of steered me in the direction of wildlife biology from the get-go. I went to college right out of high school. I took a little bit of time off to go to the military for a while, but then realized, I said, you know, I want to get out of the military. I want to get back to the wildlife. So I went to, you know, when I was in Washington State, I decided to get back into the wildlife field. So I finished up my school education in Colorado State University. And once I got there, I just stayed. And one of the most fortunate things that I think really guided my career was summer jobs there where I was a student working on an elk research project for a number of years. And that research project was looking at, well, basically we'd go up there and record behavioral interactions with cows and the calves. And so literally all summer long, I would be just sitting there with a spotting scope watching elk for hours on end for, I think it was 4 years that I did that straight. Well, as a hunter, I took what I saw in the field and started applying it to my hunting efforts, and then I decided, you know what, I really want to take this next step further, and started spending time in the winter on the winter range and then going back up in the summers on my own in the spring and just seeing what's going on. So I've spent my professional career really focused in on behavioral interactions, and I think you guys mentioned on maybe one of your Facebook posts or whatever, but we also have a consulting company. When I graduated, I met my fiance and then we got married. So my wife and I are both wildlife biologists, and we started a private consulting company to work with private landowners. And so we've worked in all sorts of aspects of private land management and even public land management for open spaces and that type of stuff. We do large scale habitat improvement projects. I'm working with a landowner in Kansas right now, managing their properties for hunting and wildlife production and management. So we do a lot of different stuff, but my passion has always been behavioral ecology and why critters do what they do. And then from a hunting standpoint, how can I use that to be more effective in the field?
Now, if any of these places need some people to come hunt on their property, and we'll give you an A+, okay, for what you did, we are available. Yeah.
Well, you say the word. Come on out. We've got the place.
So now, mentioned Roe Hunting Resources. Tell us how that came about and, you know, how you got started with your website and all.
You bet. Well, like I said, with the seminars, I'm not exaggerating when I say in the middle of 2000, literally, I was given seminars on Thursday nights and then Saturday and Sunday every week from the beginning of July all the way to elk season. It was crazy because people just wanted to get more information. Well, at the time, there were folks that were putting out DVDs, and when we kind of played around with doing DVDs, but I was never happy with the production quality that I could get, and I just really couldn't do a lot of it myself. Well, you start getting about 2009 or so, and again, my wife, she's phenomenal as far as her business and what she can do with websites and stuff, and so she knows her way around a computer like nobody's business. And so she said, you know, now with online streaming video and some of the stuff that we can do, why don't we just start doing this all online? And, you know, 2009 is when things really kind of started getting going. So we decided in 2010, we're like, why not? Let's give it a try. Let's record some videos. Let's see what we can do, and let's see if we can make it available just through the internet. And so we hired an outfit there out of Denver to, you know, a studio time, and we put together our first series, our Cow Elk Vocalizations and Communication series. It's a 9-part series. And we went through that whole production process, if you will, and then we realized, we're like, wait a minute, you know, we already have a very high-quality HD camera. We can get the audio equipment. We can get the lighting equipment, and we can get all the studio stuff. And so we decided we put a studio in our house, and I just hit the ground running. We learned how to edit videos ourselves. And so now, yeah, everything that I used to talk about in my seminars, I've got on our website now, and then even more stuff. You know, over the years, people keep asking more questions. People want more in-depth information. So now, yeah, we have more than just from, and we cover elk, turkey, and whitetails right now. But just in our elk module, we have over 15 hours of just great educational videos. And that's what the entire website is. It's all video-based. We set it up like a video library. You can get a subscription to access that library. You can get one for, you know, maybe 3 months and just limited access, or you can get an annual subscription. But it lets people stream that. You can get it on your computer. You can get it at work. You can get it on your iPad. You know, wherever you are and you have connectivity to the Internet, you have free, unlimited access to it whenever you want it, however you want it, and you can take it with you. So it's really, I've enjoyed doing it, and I think it's opened the doors for a lot more people to get this information and use it, especially in this modern, you know, information age where you've got information at your fingertips through your phone and everything else.
Absolutely. RoeHuntingResources.com is the website. And here's what Chris is offering for us. 20% off subscriptions. Enter the promo code radio. So go to RoeHuntingResources.com and 20% off subscriptions. Enter the promo code radio. Chris, we're up against the break. Can you hold on 1 minute, and we'll be right back with you? All right. We're talking to Chris Roe, Roe Hunting Resources. We're going to spend a few more minutes with Chris, and then we'll be talking with Doug Miller, Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation, Alan Stack, Stack Optical. You're listening to Sportsman of Colorado. My name's Scott Watley, along with Red Merrill. We'll be right back.
Tired of going into a gun shop after hearing an ad only to find they have only a few guns and no ammo? Get into the zone, the reloading zone. From handguns to ARs, the reloading zone has it all. Need to get your concealed carry permit? Reloading zone has a few openings this month. Call now 303-431-GUNS. That's 303-431-4867. Check out their website, thereloadingzone.com. Get into the zone. The Reloading Zone.
For over 30 years, Academy Roofing has been serving Colorado with great customer service. Let me tell you why I am so happy that I chose Academy Roofing. They were efficient, on time, and their cleanup was perfect after my roof was completed. As an A-plus member with the Better Business Bureau, Academy Roofing brings the knowledge and experience you need in a roofing contractor. Call now, 303-360-0708, or visit academyroofinginc.com. At Academy Roofing, your roof is our reputation. Academy Roofing is an official registered company of HaystackHelp.com.
It's truck month again at Lynn Lyle Chevrolet. We're the number one truck dealer in Colorado. Hi, I'm Dan Johnson. We're overstocked with trucks and giving discounts and rebates up to $10,000 off Silverados. Hurry, these offers won't last. LynnLyleChevrolet.com. Chevy, find new roads.
Have you been involved in an auto accident, slip and fall, or any other personal injury? I'm Kevin Flesh with Flesh Law, and I've been protecting victims' rights for over 17 years. If you want aggressive representation that will get you the money you deserve, then call me at 303-884-1037 or visit my website at fleshlaw.com. That's Flesh, F-L-E-S-C-H. I will give you the personal service you deserve, starting with a free consultation. Call me, 303-884-1037 or visit me at fleshlaw.com.
Haystack Help Radio can now be heard at noon weekdays on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to the Sportsman of Colorado. My name is Scott Watley, along with my partner Red Merrill. Chris Roe, Roe Hunting Resources. Go to the website. Enter the promo code radio, and you'll get 20% off subscriptions. And I watched the elk module this morning and learned a lot, Red.
Yes, absolutely.
It was very, very good. So, Chris, thank you for that.
Yeah, Chris, this is Red again. And you were at the ISE event in Denver this past January, and you did a seminar there called Rethinking the Rut. And we watched some of that on your website today, and it can change the way people think about when they want to schedule their hunts and stuff. And why did you pick that particular topic?
Well, and we're talking elk, and every year, you know, you sitting around the campfire, whether you're at the archery shop or whatever, you'll hear people talking about, you know, how their season went, whether the elk were screaming their heads off or whether it was quiet. And a lot of times you'll hear people say, oh, well, we had a late rut this year. And it really comes up in these years where, like, we just got done with the Division of Wildlife had their five-year big game season structure, where we look at how we want to change, if we want to change, our season structure. And all the time we'll hear people say, we want, or I want, Colorado to change their season and start September 1st and go through September 30th. And have it more consistent based on a date time like that. And almost always, the argument is always a, well, I want to be able to hunt the last week of September so I can hunt the peak of the rut. And Scott, you know, you got tagged on it just yesterday. There was a gentleman on Facebook that, I mean,
right.
it was funny. It just started that conversation again. And the thing is what people don't realize is, yes, the photo period, how much day versus night we have throughout the year, photo period drives the estrus cycle and is the main driver of the rut. However, there are a number of factors that can actually affect when a cow cycles, but only one of those factors will cause a late rut, whereas the other ones will actually cause an earlier rut. And I think a lot of people, that, especially for those guys that say, I've got 1 week to hunt, and I'm just going to go out that last week of season, I think they might be missing the boat, and what they see as, you know, quiet activity or very little or no activity, it doesn't mean that the activity hasn't happened yet and it's going to happen in October. They very well may, depending on the area that they're in, they may have missed it. And so that's why I wanted to talk about that. That's why I put this whole thing together, because there's a number of factors that and a number of areas where more and more people in Colorado are seeing better activity earlier in the early part of September and middle part of September than the later part. And so that's why I put this talk together.
Now, you know, you got about 45, 50 minutes, even an hour there at the ISE show, so there's a lot of information. So
yeah.
For those that maybe not be able to attend or maybe the listeners that were there and got to hear your seminar, what was the main kind of take-home message that you gave there?
Well, and basically that was that there are a number of factors that are going to influence cows to cycle in, or can influence cows to cycle in early, and that's whether they're nursing a calf or whether they're not, whether they're in sync with other cows in their group, whether they have the presence of a mature bull or an older age class bull. All those things will cycle a cow in early, whereas the only thing that's going to push a cow to cycle in late is whether or not she has adequate body fat. And if we look at things across the state of Colorado, just look at Colorado specifically, we know that not all of our areas are the same. You know, just if we look at the weather and the snowpack, we know that a few years ago, the North Central Mountains had 300% or more snowpack, whereas the southwest part of the state had a normal winter. But then you go right to the next year after that, and then all of a sudden the same area that had 300% snowpack this year, the next year had 80%, so it was dry. Well, those fluctuations just in the weather of winter can have huge impacts on what transpires with forage production and how the cows, as far as with giving birth and the calf weights and everything else. But same thing with summer rain. But we also see in some areas we have major swings in our habitat quality. If you look at the beetle kill, in some areas we have vast stands of timber that are now dead, that are just vast wasteland, versus we have some areas of beetle kill that are now all coming back with aspen and grass, and it's just a sea of food. Well, that in itself can change how elk interact with their habitats and how they interact with one another. And all of those things play into one another and can affect how a cow cycles into estrus. But again, the only one that pushes a cow cycling into later is if she has low body fat. That's the only one. All the other ones allow her to come in a normal cycle, if not early. And some of them, like whether or not she has a calf at her side, it can literally adjust her estrus cycle to go up to 10 days early. And so the example that I gave in the talk is, you know, if we have a cow, if somebody hunts, say, that over September 20th, so it's usually roughly that fall equinox. If we say a cow usually cycles in on September 20th, and I schedule my hunt in this particular area, and she happens to be in my area, and she cycles in while I'm there, yeah, the bulls are going to be bugling, there's going to be all sorts of activity, and yay, it's a great hunt. However, if I'm not paying attention to what's going on in my area, and all of a sudden this season she loses her calf, and other factors play in, she might cycle in to estrus September 10th. Well, if she cycles in September 10th, if I show up September 20th, it happened 10 days ago. It's already come and gone, and I wouldn't even know anything about it. And so the take-home message I really spent time on is pay attention to these items. How do we identify them, number one? Number two, then what do we do with them? And so people need to be paying attention to what we have as far as snowpack this year, mm-hmm. how our spring green-up is, and all the way right on through summer.
So, Chris, this is Red again. You're kind of saying that if it's a dry year and there's not as much for them to eat, that their body fat is not going to be as much as it ought to be, and that will push the rut later. But if it's a real wet year like we had last year and there's lots of stuff for them to eat, they might possibly even cycle earlier than they normally do.
Well, on the forage production, yes, in general, if you have a really hard year as far as forage goes, in to the point where it does suppress that cow's ability to maintain body condition, yes, that can delay her ability to come into estrus if she might even miss it altogether. However, if we have a normal moisture year and or a high moisture year and she's able to maintain her body condition, in that case, body condition, and she reaches that percent body fat, 8 to 9% body fat, all that will allow her to do is cycle in normally. So that's why I say the body fat, that only is the only one that dictates whether she comes in on time, normally, quote unquote, or she comes in late. Whereas, now let's just pick one. If she's nursing a calf or she's not nursing a calf. Now I'm not talking about an old dry cow. I'm talking about a reproductively viable cow. If a bear kills her calf or for some reason she loses that calf, if she has adequate body condition and she goes into the fall, because she's not weaning that calf, because of different hormone changes, that can allow her to come in early. So when we're looking at weather, we're really paying attention of whether or not it's just going to allow her to achieve body fat. And if she does, well, then things are probably going to be normal. If she doesn't, well, then I'm going to be paying attention and maybe things are going to come in late.
Hey, Chris, this is Doug Miller from the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation. A lot of these indicators that you have happen after our deadline of April the 7th to apply for our tag. So how do we use that information prior to applying for our tag?
Great question. Now, obviously, we've got over-the-counter tags, and so those people that are hunting over-the-counter stuff, hey, great, you'd run with it. However, what I will say for those people looking to put in for tags, I will make my decision on whether I want to put in for a tag based on what the moisture and the forage production was the summer and fall prior to the year that I'm interested in, and then what the winter looks like. So, I drew a Unit 1 tag back in 2009. So I'm just going to use Unit 1, for instance. If I had 15 points and I was going to burn, I'd be looking and say, okay, how much forage production was up there in that area last summer and last fall? Was there a whole bunch of food on the ground? If there was, okay. Now what does this winter look like? If the winter was an average or an easy winter, then what that tells me is that the body condition going into this next spring is going to be high. And really, when I'm looking at putting in for tags, I'm going to focus more on my bull issues, looking for, you know, as far as antler production and body condition of my bulls. And so I'm going to look at how the last fall was, how this winter is, to give me an indication of how good the bulls are going into spring. And if it looks like they're going into spring in a positive body condition, then I'm going to put in for my tag and just hope for the best as far as the summer goes. If I draw that tag, then what I'm going to be doing is taking all that information as well. I'm going to be going out there and scouting, and I'm going to be starting to take a look at those cow-calf groups. Now, obviously, you've got to look and lean on your wildlife biologists in the area, the parks and wildlife folks, biologists and the game wardens, and say, you know, what is your normal cow-calf ratio in this area? And they might come back to say, well, we usually have 60 to 80 cows, or 60 or 70, or 70, 80 cows per 100 or calves per 100 cows. If they say that is average, I'm going to go out there and try to find my cow-calf groups and take a look. In July, mid-July, maybe late July, I'm going to go up there and wherever the summer range is, where those large concentrations of cows and calves gather, I'm going to go up there and I'm going to take a look and I'm going to start doing counts. I'm going to see how many calves are in this group. If it hits what the DOW or the CPW says is roughly average, then in my mind, things are happening normally. And so probably things will cycle normally. However, if I get into an area and they say, well, we should have about, you know, 80 cows or excuse me, 80 calves per 100 cows, and I get in there and I'm only seeing 40 calves per 100 cows, then I start scratching my head and go, okay, what the heck happened, number one. Number two, because we know that we have a lot of viable, reproductively viable cows in that population, if they don't have a calf at their side, which it appears that a bunch of those cows don't, well, I start thinking maybe I should start looking at the early to mid part of season of September to focus my hunting efforts on, rather than putting all my eggs in the basket of later in the season. And sometimes what I've told people to do is, rather than take one solid week off, maybe if it's one of these years where you go, man, something's changing, maybe what I'm going to do is just take 2 4-day weekends and spread it out across the month of September, so that way I don't miss it.
Well, Chris, I tell you that, man, this has been great information. Send me some dates, like in March and April, that you might be available to, and we'd love to get you back on. And because sure. You know, this is great knowledge for all of us, and you know, not everybody can get out and do all that scouting. And so I hope my wife is listening, because what you're telling me is we need to do more research.
Absolutely.
You know, throughout the summer, you know, to make all this successful. But I'm telling you, folks, go to his website, Roe Hunting, R-O-E, huntingresources.com. Enter the promo code radio. He's offering 20% off subscriptions. And if you've been listening for 2 minutes or the full half hour so far, the guy knows what he's talking about. And I've heard the seminars and just a lot of great information overall on the website. So, Chris, we appreciate it. And like I say, I'll be in touch with you because I want to get you booked on where we can kind of just do a whole show on this. I believe it'll be a big help for everyone. So thanks for joining us and have a great weekend.
Yeah, absolutely. You guys too. Thanks.
All right. That's Chris Roe, Roe Hunting Resources. We got to take a break. When we come back, we're going to visit with Alan Stack, Stack Optical, and Doug Miller, Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation. You're listening to Sportsman of Colorado. We'll be right back.
Hi, sportsmen and women of Colorado. This is Steve Pidcock, owner of Hot Shots Automotive, located in Centennial, Colorado. I would like to offer you all a service special for your diesel truck, a complete diesel oil change, tire rotation, and 30-point safety inspection, all for $60. That's right, $60. That's a $125 value. And for you gas drivers, $25. That's a $60 value. Call us today at 303-617-1125. That's 303-617-1125. Or visit us at hotshotsautomotive.com.
Are you tired of not having a place to hunt or fish? Or maybe you just don't know where to even start to find your next outdoor adventure? This is Kevin Flesh for Colorado Outdoor Sports. Since 2001, Colorado Outdoor Sports has been providing outdoor opportunities to sportsmen with the benefits that only private land can offer. Colorado Outdoor Sports offers over 40,000 acres of private land. Kids under 16 hunt does and cows for free on club property. Call now, 303-460-0273. That's 303-460-0273. Mention Sportsman of Colorado and receive 50% off the initiation fee. Call now, 303-460-0273, or visit their website. Call now, 303-460-0273, or visit their website, ColoradoOutdoorsports.com.
This is Scott Watley for my friends at Rampart Firearms in Sedalia. This is a great store. Family owned and operated, they buy, sell, trade, and consign firearms. You will find a great selection of new and pre-owned handguns, shotguns, and rifles. If you can't find the gun you want, Rampart Firearms will special order your gun at no extra cost. Found a gun on the internet? Rampart Firearms will do one firearm transfer and the background check for only $10 if you mention Sportsman of Colorado. Rampart Firearms, 720-468-0050. That's 720-468-0050. Located at Highway 60. In Santa Fe in Sedalia. Rampart Firearms opens 7 days a week. 720-468-0050.
Be safe. have fun, and qualify for your Colorado carry permit. Teach your kids how to safely handle a rifle, pistol, or shotgun. Hi, I'm Tina Francone, and my staff of NRA-certified instructors at Straightforward Shooting have qualified over 1,000 Coloradans for their Colorado carry permit and have taught hundreds of scouts how to shoot. Get your Sportsman of Colorado discount by calling Straightforward Shooting at 720-989-9662. That's 720-989-9662. Or visit my website, straightforwardshooting.com.
The Colorado Conservatives Wake Up Call. Wake up with Randy Corcoran, 5 to 8 weekday mornings on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Sportsman of Colorado. My name is Scott Whatley. I want to thank Chris Rowe. Rowe Hunting Resources, R-O-E, Hunting Resources. Enter the promo code radio, get 20% off all his subscriptions. And again, we'll get Chris lined up to do another show. Let's go to Alan Stack, Stack Optical Services, complete eye care since 1968. Alan was on our Haystack Help show yesterday, and I told him, well, I was 10 years old then. And you were how old?
And I was five.
You were five. All right. So, man. And Red was 40. Yeah. All right. Okay.
Behave yourself.
They're located at 3865 Cherry Creek Drive North. Monday through Friday, open 9 to 5:30. Saturdays, 9 to 5. Stack Optical is the leader in custom-made eyeglasses, contact lenses for all types of activities, including hunting glasses for hunting and shooting activities. And, Alan, you know, we talked yesterday a little bit on our show, but a lot goes into making a good pair of glasses, but and you brought up one of the first things is just the fit.
Yeah, you got to start off with a good fit.
So walk us through about how you go about doing that.
Well, first thing I'll do when somebody comes in, you know, you'll size them up. You'll look at the nose shape, you'll look at the face shape, and then I'll go through and pick out different frames. Once we've decided on a frame that's going to fit well, then we'll start going through the lenses, find out what they do for a living. How they're going to be using the glasses. I mean, there's so many different types of lenses available. Mm-hmm. So I can place the proper lens with the proper lifestyle.
Right. And you always talk, really promote, if they don't have a current eye exam within the last year or two, what do you like to see?
Well, in glasses, the last year, year and a half, typically that spectacle RX is all right. If it's longer than that, then it's a good idea to get a new exam.
Okay. And your doctor's there, I mean, I had one there, very thorough. This is not some deal where you just walk in and they just do some wham-bam deal.
It'll take
it's a very thorough exam.
Exactly. We also offer Saturday exams, too.
Right. Okay, good. Now let's talk about the different tints, because I think that's where, you know, you can see the ones Red's got on top of his. That's what he wears all the time, you know.
I love that orange.
What do you like, Doug, in sunglasses?
Well, I prefer a darker lens.
Okay. So now tell us what we should have.
There you go. No. That's the trick with it, is everyone perceives color differently. Mm-hmm. It was just like that thing in the news. We were talking about some dress that everybody was perceiving that color differently.
Yeah.
Well, it's the same thing in the sunglasses. You know, not everybody is real comfortable with an orange pair of glasses. You know, folks that are really light sensitive, yeah, that's not going to work for them. They're going to want more of a gray lens. Gray is probably your most neutral of all your colors. And another thing to keep in mind, your brown, your oranges are really nice for out hunting because it blocks out blue light or allows you to see the animal easier on the opposing slope and so forth, or the birds.
Red just needs it to block out the dome light in the truck. You know, he just rolls down the window and
It's the best blind. It's the best blind going. You know, you got your heater running. You're staying warm. You know, put a pillow on the window. Stick your rifle out.
Alan Stack is our guest. Stack Optical, 303-321-1578, 303-321-1578. And if you mention Sportsman of Colorado or even Haystack Help, Alan will give 10% off of any of your eyewear purchases. So for regular eyeglasses or the custom hunting glasses that we're talking about now, he will give 10% off on those. And the reason why we don't give an exact price, everybody's different. The lenses are different, frames right. are different, all the
yeah,
different
you have folks that need a bifocal and other folks that don't. That really changes it.
Right.
And it depends on the type of lens.
But this is a 10% off of his, what I'm going to term his everyday low price. And, again, they've been around a long, long time, almost 47 years. And so they are doing business the right way. So, you know, it's really not only custom frame, but custom tinting. I mean, you're not just taking things off of a shelf, so to speak. You're customizing it for each
just like
individual.
The one we did for you, Scott, mm-hmm. where we took a regular lens that's a transition type lens, and then we enhanced one of the colors in it, in which we do that. It really depends on what they're going to be doing, whether you're going to be hunting elk or deer, or if you're going to be bird hunting.
There'll I haven't missed a shot yet wearing these, man. No.
But I talk about some of that in our blogs on the website. So you might check out our website, stackoptical.com.
Okay.
And go through the blogs. And I have a hunting blog on there, too.
Yeah, now, Alan, if you can guarantee other hunters to never miss, like Scott claims he does, well, man, you could sell those glasses just, I mean, they'd go off the shelves just flying.
They wouldn't be looking for a 10% discount. They'd pay you 10% more.
And so... Now, the frames, one thing I like, boy, you can twist the frames because you never know what conditions you're going to be out in the outdoors. You know, maybe you're bringing up some gear close to you and all the different things. So the frames are very durable.
Well, yeah, well, there's quite a few different types of frames out there. If somebody's really concerned about that durability on that frame and so forth, I do have twistable frames. But some folks really like to have that wrap like you have there. That's mm-hmm. not a twistable.
Right.
But what's neat about it, if you do smash it, instead of the lens breaking out, there's a fishing line that holds that lens in there. That snaps or stretches. We can just put that back in.
Huh. That's unique.
Yeah, they are. I'm telling you. I mean, you can't even – we need a camera like John Rush has on his
The last time we went hunting, you didn't have those glasses, did you? Because, I mean, there were quite a few misses there.
No. No, remember – no, I think that was our – the pastor of our church that missed because of his sunglasses. Yeah, he got that cheap pair. Yeah. Alan Stack, Stack Optical. And you know, here's what I want everybody to know. The people that we have on our show are partners with us, people that we know, and people that we know you can trust because I'm telling you, we do. And you don't want to just trust your eyes to, you know, some of the big box stores and thinking you're getting a good, thorough exam. If you want good quality service, you can trust their expertise, you can trust, you know, Alan's opinion on things, give them a call, 303-321-1578. Again, that's 303-321-1578. Just mention Sportsman of Colorado, and you'll get 10% off of your purchase there. Now, you were talking about, like with snow, a gray lens is actually a little bit better.
Right, because it's so bright. And really, the gray is, for brightness, there's nothing better than a gray lens.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, that snow is reflecting that ultraviolet light. So it's intensifying it. That's where you hear about snow blindness and so forth. And it's actually blistering the cornea.
So if we walk out right now, and let's say it's a bright, sunny day, it's reflecting off snow, we have no protection on, you're damaging your eyes.
Yes, you are.
Wow.
Is there a particular tint that blocks out more UV, or do they all basically do the same, or what's that?
As far as blocking out the UV, all of the, like a polarized lens, that blocks out 100% of UV no matter what color it is. A lot of our materials that we use now, like polycarbonate, it blocks out 100% UV before you even put a color in it. What we're talking about here is blocking out different types of the light that's uncomfortable on the eyes.
I see. Okay.
That's like with your lenses there, they're doing a really good job blocking out blue light. You have the orange lens there.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the one light wave that does not focus well on the retina. So if you can block that out, it's kind of like having HD lenses.
Yeah.
You know, it's a high definition.
Well, I've noticed before, and I've had some amber glasses, and I don't like them near as much. I don't see as good when I'm out hunting, and that's why I like these orange ones, because they just
have more yellow
see
in it. Yeah. Right. So it brightens it up more.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Alan Stack, Stack Optical. Again, their number is 303-321-1578. They're located at 3865 Cherry Creek Drive North, just right off Colorado Boulevard. Just turn right there by the car wash. And what, man, that's not 300 yards down there. How far is that around from the car wash where you're off?
Oh, we're in the next building right next to the car
wash. Yeah, just the next building there. 3865 Cherry Creek Drive North.
Again, I have a map on the website, stackoptical.com.
Okay, yeah, go to stackoptical.com. Great information there. And actually, you can learn a little bit more about these custom hunting glasses that we're talking about. Well, Alan, thank you so much, and we appreciate it.
Thank you, Scott.
Well, Doug, let's talk about our exciting banquet with Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation coming up March the 28th at the Westin Hotel in Broomfield there. It's going to be a great event. And, you know, Red and I, again, want to thank you guys for letting us be a part of this, you know, and getting on the inside and getting to come to some of your meetings. I really commend you guys on the volunteers. And these things just don't come together, you know, without all those people really being a big help.
Well, Scott, I think you picked a perfect word, exciting, because our banquets are exciting, both before the banquet itself and the night of the banquet. And you're right, our volunteers are great, great people. We have a group of about 30 that attend these meetings. All of them are dedicated to help us in different ways, and we really couldn't move forward without those guys and gals.
Now, let's brag on this Denver chapter here a little bit, because, one, you deserve it. Okay.
Thanks.
I looked at a few things on the website, so you can correct me if some of these need updating, but it's the number 4 chapter in the state, or in all of Rocky Mountain Elk.
In all of the chapters across the United States, in 2014, our chapter was the number 4 chapter in the entire United States. That's correct.
They preserved over 409,000 acres in Colorado. $195,000 to Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation in 2014, over $2 million since conception.
There's very few chapters out there that have hit that $2 million mark since they started their chapter. We happen to be one of the few, and we're quite proud of that achievement. That's $2 million delivered to our headquarters in Missoula, Montana, and that allows them to take basically 90% of that money and put it into the mission accomplishment that the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation is so famous for.
And the three words that really stuck out to me in just reading, you know, some this morning was conserve, restore, enhance. That's kind of the mission there, right?
Yeah, all research won't help if we don't have habitat to get into, and all the stack optical, if they're just not there, we can't see them no matter what lenses we have on. So habitat is everything, and enhancing it is a big part of the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation. And we have done simple things like fence poles, where we'll be pulling old strands of barbed wire so elk can move more freely across that land. That's a way of enhancing habitat. We have prescribed burns. We've had cutbacks of major trees. We've partnered with some timbering companies where this beetle kill has taken place to allow the sunlight to hit the ground and allow those aspens that, again, Roe was talking about earlier, to grow back up. So those are all ways we can enhance properties across the United States.
Now let's talk about this electronic bidding that's going to be available this year. I think that is very, very cool.
Well, we're stepping out of our norm, getting a little new and different, but electronic bidding, I think, is going to allow our guests to spend more time with their people that is sitting at their table. So a quick review is when you enter our banquet, you'll be given a text message that'll pop up on your cell phone, and that will populate your cell phone with all the items that we'll have in the silent auction. It'll have a picture of them and a short description. Minimum bid, and it'll allow you to just use your phone as your keypad, touch an item, place a bid, automatically registers with your cell phone number. If you get outbid throughout the evening, you don't have to worry about getting up and walking back to the silent auction table and looking for your two or three items that you've been bidding on and seeing if you've been outbid. you'll get a text message that says you've been outbid, and all you need to do is touch a little button below that text message and immediately rebid on that item to become the high bidder again. So, again, more quality time with the people that you've brought to the banquet. More quality time you can spend time watching the live auction or participating in other raffles. So we think it's going to be a great enhancement for our guests this year.
Yeah, you know, Doug, too, also, this is being held at a prestigious hotel, the Westin Hotel, and they're offering a special for those that come to the banquet to stay at the hotel. Tell us about that.
Correct. They're offering a room discount rate. I believe it's $109.
$109, yeah.
Yeah, $109 for a discount if you want to make it a weekend with your wife. There are some other things to do in Westminster, but we are glad to see the Westin Hotel step up and offer that discounted price. All you got to do is ask for the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation discount when you make your reservation. Spend the extra day. Go to the Butterfly Museum, which is right near there, or go over to the brewery. There's lots of things to do right in that area if you spend the weekend.
Now let's talk about, and we don't have time to go through all of them, but let's talk about some of the hunts, firearms, and different things that we've got donated for us.
Yeah, there's no question that this year we have a tremendous amount of hunts and firearms both. We're very, very excited about some of the new ones that we have. And most of these are listed on our web page. All you need to do is go to rmefdenver.org, and there'll be drop-down menus for jewelry, merchandise, hunts, firearms, etc. But some of the hunts that we're particularly proud of this year is the Spur Outfitter Ranch up in Walden area. They have donated an either sex ranching for wildlife tag, fully guided elk hunt on their property. They own approximately 72,000 acres, I believe, is owned by the Spur Ranch. And you'll have a guide. It'll be a one-on-one guided experience, and you'll be able to if you can't fill the tag, we'll be talking to Roe and see what's wrong with his research. But it's a great hunt, lodging, food, for an either sex elk tag. That's a real special deal. To draw that tag, I believe you need 16 or 17 points.
Wow.
So it's a great way to jump ahead of the crowd.
And we got a hog hunt.
We got a neat hog hunt.
Lone Star Hunts.
Got the paperwork delivered today.
Great.
That's a three-night, four hog per person hunt. I believe it's for two people. And that's down in Texas, so you can easily commute from here, take your igloo cooler or your tundra cooler and drive on down there and get some meat hogs and bring them back and have some bacon made up. Lone Star stepped up this year. I know they're one of your sponsors. That's very, very exciting.
And, of course, the main attraction for the banquet, I will be there signing autographs. I'm sure everybody will be interested in getting that.
8x10 glossies will be $19.95 without red signatures. With red signatures, I believe they're just $3.
The 95. The 95.
They're 95.
Yeah, .95.
Cents. Cents. They're real friends. Yeah, I know.
Another big hunt that we have is down in the San Diego Cristo Outfitters. Tom Schultz has stepped up once again and donated a hunt. He has never donated this hunt before, though. And this is also one of those hunts that requires 16, 17 points. So this is a mule deer hunt down in southern Colorado. Pretty much, I hate to use the word guarantee, but the hunter that purchases this hunt will be looking for 180-inch or better mule deer buck. Again, it's 100% guided, meals, lodging, and great, great people. They've donated in prior years. Just a fantastic organization to deal with.
Boy, that's great. And like I say, there, I believe from our meeting on Tuesday, around 20 hunts or so.
Yeah, we have goose hunts for our one person for one day. We're working on a Kansas goose hunt right now for four people over a private pond. We have bird hunts at the Bluffs, which is a very, very nice organization here in eastern Colorado. We have...
We've got the Wounded Warrior turkey hunt.
And that also just came through recently. That's a spring turkey hunt for a wounded warrior that we will be recognizing and thanking them for their service to America and allowing us to do what we do, which is walk around America with guns on our shoulders, which is fantastic.
Absolutely.
So that'll be a great hunt to recognize that soldier.
So there'll be a silent auction, live auction. We're going to have general and bonus raffles. Just a lot going on. You do not want to miss this banquet. As Doug mentioned earlier, the website is remefdenver.org. You can go there for ticket information. But this is going to be a fun night and something that can really, really help Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation and in turn help us as outdoorsmen and hunters. And as he mentioned earlier, the money goes to exactly what it is supposed to, and that's for conservation. They, you know, help us enhance all of our properties around. I read on your website, Doug, there were 608 conservation activities kind of going on now.
That's just here in Colorado.
Yeah, in Colorado. So.
And I do want to make it perfectly clear that although we are hunter-based and hunter-supported, the lands that we conserve are open for bird watchers, backpackers, fishermen, et cetera. And we do have a lot of fishing trips. We have some horseback trips up into the high country this summer. We have some romantic packages. We have some women's items, some fantastic jewelry that just got added to our website today. So anybody and everybody is welcome to come to our banquet. If you're looking for a great meal, some free beer from Budweiser, and some fun entertainment from Scott and Red, this will be a night that you don't want to miss.
Well, Red, we're up for entertainment, I guess.
I'm always good for a laugh.
Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation here in Denver. Go to remefdenver.org. And listen, if you're a company out there, get a corporate table, all right? Take some of your employees out. Show them you appreciate them. We've got some special deals. For $20, you can sponsor a young person out there and let them become a member of Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation. So, you know, for $1,000, you could sponsor 50 kids. So check on the website, remefdenver.org. And again, we've been having them on each week because we really, really want to support this event. And it is going to be a great night. And I promise you, you're going to miss out if you don't make your plans now to be there. Now, the cutoff deadline is March 23rd. So don't wait. They can't take any, you know, tickets passed in. We got to get all the numbers in the hotel for meals and all the things. So go online, get your ticket today, remefdenver.org. Anything else we need to hit before we get out of here?
Well, we do have that pretty elite golf outing.
Oh, Sanctuary. Yeah, let's talk about that, man. I'm telling you, I've played that.
This is a place that golfers just dream about.
Yes, sir.
The only way that you can play golf at this location is to purchase it through usually a charity organization's fundraiser. And they are pretty restrictive on who they give these outings to. So we will have a foursome for the Sanctuary. So another reason to bring that corporate table, you want to recognize your top salesperson of the year or your top manager, is a great way to purchase that package, and then all four of you can go out and play this just a spectacular course. I have not been as lucky enough as you have, Scott, to play on it, but I understand it's pretty darn nice.
It is absolutely beautiful. Yeah, several years ago I worked with American Furniture.
I've been on that golf course before.
Yeah, riding your horse?
Yeah, I climbed over the fence and went over to get a drink, and here comes a couple of golf carts full of guys, and they come up and they saw me. I was in all my cowboy gear, you know. They didn't even stop. They just kept right on going. Couldn't understand it.
Yeah. Escapee from a local mental hospital there in a cowboy hat. Yeah.
But this Sanctuary is one of those few private courses that allow us access through the organization. So it's a great way to go out there and play a very, very high-quality round of golf.
And the last plea I'll give you is become a member of Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation. Go to the website, remefdenver.org. $35 gets you a membership there. And I'm telling you, a lot of great benefits that you can get. And I've got my notes here somewhere, Doug, but you get the six editions of the Bugle magazine. Right.
For joining, you'll be receiving a United States-made buck knife for free.
Invitation to local events. There's member-only discounts.
And you'll be, if you provide us with your email, we'll keep you in the loop for summer events like these fence poles that we've talked about, where we roll up and enhance habitat.
And in all seriousness, Doug, this is one of the premier banquets.
Absolutely.
Scott and I have been going for a few years, and it's the best banquet that we attend. All of them are good, but this one is just something special. And it's if you have any chance to go, folks, you need to go.
Yeah, we have stepped up our game in the last couple of years. We've moved out of one location that really was holding us back to becoming the premier banquet in the Denver market. We are now at this Westin Hotel, which is truly a top-notch location. I think when you drive up to the parking lot, you're going to see a big, full-size mounted bull elk out there to help you direct your way into the event center. Great food, free beer, and it's really is, we try to put on the best merchandise that we can possibly provide for our guests.
Well, Doug, thank you very much. We appreciate it. And again, we look forward to this event, and we'll be talking more about that in upcoming shows. It's a Tanner Gun Show weekend. Get out there. Go to Hunting Legends Africa booth. As we close out today's show, let me tell you what they're doing for us. This is a Sportsman of Colorado special. 7 days, plains game hunting. You get 4 animals, all accommodations, your meals, fully guided, trophy field prep, daily laundry service, airport pickup and return for $39.50. $3,950, 7 days in Africa. Now, you got to get your own way there. You got to buy your airline ticket. But that covers everything. Then, of course, you got your taxidermy and all the different things after. But I'm telling you, folks, this is a great, great deal. We've got 10 of these that we can offer. It's $39.50, Hunting Legends Africa. Stop out there. See Hunter Roop at the Tanner Gun Show this weekend. Tell him you heard about it on Sportsman Colorado. He can get you more information. Go to our website, Sportsman of Colorado. Shoot me an email if you'd like some more information.
And if you miss one of those 10, we will have one at our banquet for the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation.
Yes, we will. We want to thank all of our guests, Chris Rowe Hunting Resources, 20% off of subscriptions. Enter the promo code radio from rowhuntingresources.com. Alan Stack, Stack Optical, 303-321-1578. Doug Miller, Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation. For my partner, Red Merrill, my name is Scott Watley. Make it a great weekend and be safe.